you don't realize how much Ron was loved to hear all the tributes to him over the past week.
Well, it's just been amazing. And, you know, it was just quite a shock, honestly, when I got up that morning and early in the morning, I had an email from someone telling me what had happened. And you just go through such a range of emotions, you know, it's shock, it's sadness, and then it's, you know, you remember so many great things and so many fond memories. And so you just go through such a range of emotions in a very quick period of time.
You got to play alongside him for a long time there.
I certainly did. I was privileged to be able to do that. But, you know, it's well documented, I think, how great a player Ron was in baseball, and there's just no doubt about that. But for those of us that had the privilege of playing with him for so many years, you know, it's even greater, the teammate and friend he was.
You played for the White Sox. Ron played for the White Sox, but Ron only played 1 year. He had a two-year contract. He said, I hit enough. I don't want to play second base. They got Bill Melton now. Was that his personality, that he was so competitive, he had to be his way or no way?
Well, no, I don't know. It just, sometimes things work and sometimes things don't work, and I just think that deal with Ron going to the White Sox just didn't turn out to be a good situation, really, for him. And so, you know, he was going to, he had 2 years maybe, and he just played one and said, okay, heck, that's enough.
I mean, he walked away from $250,000. Not many people would do that back in that time.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
$250,000 was $250,000.
He did, but Ron, you know, Ron just, he loved baseball. He loves the Cubs. He just, it was a hard transition for him, and probably a hard transition a little bit for the fans over there, and it just was one of those things that didn't work. And I have great respect for him. He wasn't having fun, so it was time to quit.
And he seems like a guy who liked his fun. Is that accurate?
Oh absolutely. But Ron had a passion for baseball and a passion for the Cubs, and so he just really enjoyed what he was doing.
You got to give the guy credit. I mean, the Cub fans love him. I mean, I know Ernie Banks is Mr. Cub, but I think Ernie made a mistake basically leaving the Chicago area after he retired. But Ron stayed here, and I think Ron is more associated with the Cubs than Ernie Banks, because a lot of people not only know Ron from playing, but also from broadcasting.
Well, you know, actually, I mean, both those guys are so loved by all the Cub fans. I don't know which one was more, but I do know that I think for Ron, it was an extremely smart move staying, and I was thrilled when he got the opportunity to be on the air doing the Cub games. And look, he just loved it. I mean, he truly loved it. I could flip that radio on, and, you know, now with satellite radio, I could listen to him a lot, and I'd flip that radio on, and I could tell in 10 seconds whether the Cubs were winning or losing listening to Ron.
Right, and he had that same passion as a broadcaster, I imagine, as he did as a ball player.
Oh, he did. And I mean this. We say this kind of stuff all the time, but honestly to goodness, I don't know if I know anyone, and all of us love the Cubs, but I don't know if I know anyone love the Cubs more than Ronnie.
Oh, he loved. I mean, I laugh with my wife. I'd be driving in the car, and she doesn't want to listen to sports, but I'd put the Cubs game on, and she wouldn't mind, because it's like, what's Ronnie going to say next? Because you didn't know what was coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, he was a pretty open book when he was doing those games. But I tell you, he's just an endeared guy. I mean, we all loved him, and you know, it's just been tough. It's been pretty tough. But, boy, do we have some great memories. And I'm going to tell you, having had the privilege of playing beside him, playing shortstop and Ronnie playing third, he just was – people don't realize how good a defensive third baseman Ron Santo was. And maybe even playing beside him. Maybe I didn't realize how good he was until, you know, he wasn't there anymore. And then all of a sudden you realize, goodness, I'm trying to get to balls I didn't used to have to get to, because
right,
Ronnie got them.
Yeah, how many ground balls do you figure he got a season that you didn't have to?
I don't know. There were a lot, because he played a wide third base, which helps a shortstop, and he had good range to his left. And it was one of those deals. We played together so long, Ron. I kind of knew what he was going to do. He knew what I was going to do. In certain situations, if I caught a ball going to my right, he knew those times I might come to him instead of going to first to get a guy going to second. It was just such a wonderful feeling to have a great player like that playing beside you.
You won two Gold Gloves. You had Beckert winning Gold Gloves, and you had Ron. I mean, you had a great infield back then in the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, we did. we honestly did have a great infield. You know, it's kind of like Beckert told me one time, though. They called us the $1 million infield, and Beck said, yeah, but 900,000 of it's on the corners. And, you know, there's a lot of truth in that, but we did. We were privileged to play together. I guess one of my greatest thrills is playing in an All-Star game when all the whole Cub infield was representing the National League. That's quite a tribute.
Definitely. And then you have a Hall of Fame left fielder in Billy Williams, and then people wonder, how did they not win a World Series or even get to one?
Yeah, we all kind of wonder that. I mean, it, you know, honestly, if it was like today, we would have at least been in the playoffs and had
right.
a chance to win several times. You know, then you had to win your division or you were done, and we just came up short. If we had won in 69, I think we might have won two or three of the next 5 years after that. It was just, but I guess, you know, it wasn't meant to be, and we hate it. We hate it so badly, but... we certainly do have a lot of memories from it, and a lot of great friends came out of it.
Was there any animosity between all you guys being stars, or did everyone get along all the time?
Oh, no. I've never played on a team where a group of guys got along so well. I don't believe that there was anybody envied what somebody else was doing at all. I think we just pulled real hard for each other, and that's another thing I could say for Ronnie. I mean, he wanted everybody on that team to do good. It wasn't that he didn't want somebody to do something better than him, and it was a great feeling.
Do you think Ronnie's going to get in the Hall of Fame now that he died, that there's even more attention to him not being in?
Well, Ronnie should be in the Hall of Fame, in my humble opinion, and certainly I think he should, but the shame of it is it would have meant so very much to Ron Santo to have known, to have been here when it happened, and so I deeply regret that didn't happen.
And as you say, it doesn't do much good now.
Well, it certainly would have done more good had Ron been here to experience it, and I think he should have.
Yeah. But, you know, he was a Hall of Famer for his off-field activities, too, you know. And I think that, as I said to others who've been on this show, that's his true legacy, and that's the measure of the man.
Ron has been an inspiration to me, and I'm sure to many of my teammates, and with the physical trials that he's gone through, in the last several years, his attitude and his courage have been a real inspiration to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I never heard him complaining.
He didn't. I mean, not to me. When the times I saw him, he was just glad to be there and made everybody feel good.
I know Yosh Kawano loved him.
Oh, I guess. Everybody loved Ronnie. He just, you know, Ronnie was pretty vocal. You always knew what Ronnie was thinking. I mean, there wasn't any mystery to what Ronnie's thoughts were. But he was such a team player, and he loved everybody, and he was loved in return.
I'm surprised he never became a major league manager.
Who, Ron?
Ron.
Well, I don't know. You know, it just those kind of things. Just sometimes, either you have the opportunity to do it or not. But you know, I don't know. He loved what he was doing, being with the Cubs. He loved broadcasting for the Cubs. So, you know, that may have been the best thing for him.
And I think managing may have driven him crazy.
Well, managing can do that. I'll tell you that.
What a lot of people don't realize is Milt Pappas was up for that job. It was between Milt and Ronnie. It could have been a whole different ballgame.
Well, say that again. I apologize.
No problem. What a lot of people don't realize is that job was up between Ron Santo and Milt Pappas getting it. So
For the broadcasting job. Yes, absolutely. And while either one of them would have done fine, it was just, I tell you, Ron's just been, he's been Ron Santo. And that's the only way I know to say that, because he's just, he's different up there. He says what he thinks. You feel what Ron Santo thinks. And that's a great thing.